This is KERA News. A string of recent incidents, from bomb threats at Jewish community centers to armed protests in front of mosques to shootings of unarmed black men, has gotten a group of faith leaders in North Texas to take action. Lena Muhammad introduces us to a group trying to build conversation and understanding between different faiths across Dallas-Fort Worth.
A rabbi, an imam, and a pastor walk into a meeting room. They formed a group called Faith Forward Dallas. It's a multi-faith coalition born out of the idea that when one person is in pain, everybody is. They've been meeting a lot lately. And amid high-profile hate crimes across the country, their meetings take on more of a sense of urgency. Imam Omar Suleiman is a resident scholar at Valley Ranch Islamic Center. He helped form the group.
When any community is targeted, they need to see a faith voice, a united faith voice, that all communities come together and express complete rejection of anything that would pit our society against one another more than it already is.
Faith Forward Dallas was formed in 2015 after armed protesters took to local mosques across North Texas and two gunmen opened fire in Garland outside an anti-Islam cartoon contest. That raised a lot of questions about what Islam is, and it served as a wake-up call to faith leaders in North Texas that when it comes to faith, people often don't understand each other. So to help build that understanding, Suleiman and organizers of Faith Forward Dallas are getting people together. They're hosting interfaith dialogues across North Texas, like one held earlier this spring at UT Arlington. Pastor Michael Waters of Joy Tabernacle AME Church in Dallas spoke to a room filled with students and faculty. He reflected on the 2015 mass shooting at a historically black church in Charleston, South Carolina. He says people were courageous to continue worshiping at the church.
That is our greatest gift to the world, that even after great tragedy, great hope can arise if you are willing to work and fight for the equality of all people.
Organizers say these dialogues allow people to draw strength from one another, instead of ignoring each other or worse, resorting to violence. Pastor Waters says North Texas is diverse, but that doesn't mean people have to be divided. He says these dialogues show there can be unity in Dallas-Fort Worth if people make an effort to come together.
This is North Texas, that we are a representation of the plurality that is here, and that only those who draw only to persons who are just like themselves are the ones who miss out on this reality.
Rabbi Nancy Kasten is with Temple Emmanuel in Dallas. She's a co-chair of Faith Forward. She says hate comes from fear of what we don't know, and that we have to step outside our comfort zones, not just to learn about others, but to support people from other faiths.
We will have to address not just our anger, but our fear, and that standing up is something that comes with that risk and addressing the fear in a way that we may never have had to experience before.
Like in January, when President Trump issued an executive order that banned travel from several Muslim-majority countries.
This is what democracy looks like.
Hundreds turned out to protest at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. The rabbi, the imam, and the pastor joined them. Rabbi Kasten says her faith called her to the airport. She says she wanted to combat fear and distrust.
That's the most dangerous effect of these threats, is that we will start to think that we need to protect ourselves at the expense of protecting others.
Faith Forward leaders also joined forces following last summer's deadly police shootings in downtown Dallas. They took part in a multi-faith prayer vigil. And this spring, they participated in a vigil for Jordan Edwards, the unarmed black 15-year-old who was shot and killed by a white police officer in Bulch Springs. Whether a vigil, an airport protest, or a community dialogue, Kasten and other Faith Forward leaders say their group is needed now more than ever. For KERA News, I am Lena Muhammad.